celebrating our connection with our pets. From all across the globe, this is Animal Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Susan Sims for Phyto-Friendly Travel Talk on Animal Radio, where we talk about the travel and lifestyle for you and your furry best friend. And since we're in holiday mode the rest of the year, many of our guests will be providing gifts to a few of our lucky listeners, so you don't want to miss a second of today's show. Now, our first guest, Dr. Greg Harrison, he's practiced small animal and pet bird medicine for 38 years and founded his company, Harrison's Pet Products, on organic principles for nutritional support for all animals. Hi, Dr. Harrison. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Susan. Thank you for having me on.
Oh, it's my pleasure. You know, our listeners, like me, are concerned about the health and wellness of our canine companions, and we get a lot of questions just here at Phyto-Friendly. And with so many food products to choose from when we're shopping for our dogs, how did this happen that we actually have to worry about what we feed our pets?
Well, that's a good question, Susan. Traditionally, pet foods have been made from ingredients that did not meet the grade for human consumption. And pet foods were expected to be inexpensive, so cheap ingredients were used to make them. In addition, there are few regulations governing pet food manufacturing. So pet food owners need to depend on the reputation of the companies that make them. Now, everyone seems to be concerned about eating healthy foods themselves, so people are becoming more aware of the importance of quality in their pet's diets. And certainly a healthy body is more resistant to disease, so veterinary bills are a lot lower when the family investment is made in quality foods for their pets.
Yeah, I know we're definitely thinking about that when we feed our dog Junior. And, you know, we hear a lot about products that claim to be wholesome, all natural or certified organic. What is the difference? What can you tell us to look for?
Well, the most important thing is to look for the certified organic. That's an actual category created by Congress and involves a third-party evaluation of the facilities, ingredients, and processes that go into making of a food and supplement. That allows the USDA organic seal to be put on the product. The other phrases are just descriptions and have no meaning in terms of guidelines or production quality assurance. So what's happened is they've become marketing ploys.
Actually, I think I've found that to be true for humans as well, and we try to shop for organic ourselves, and my husband always says, oh, it's more expensive, and I say, well, you're either going to pay for it now or going to pay for it when your health turns bad. So why are certified organic products more expensive?
Well, there's a lot of things that go into raising organic crops that they can't use organic farming that they use in other farming. For example, raising crops with liquid ammonia, powdered fertilizers, herbicides, insecticides, fungicides, and GMO seeds, genetically modified organisms, that is a lot less time-consuming and less labor-intensive. And then when you look at the process involved in certification of organic, that's expensive also. So all these things combine together to raise the cost of organic foods.
Well, it makes sense, and I know that I think our awareness has definitely been raised over the last couple of years, and more than ever, people are reading their products. They're not just picking up, you know, their favorite brand. They're now reading it. So tell us why it is important to read labels on our pet products.
Well, it's important to read pet product labels so you know what you're getting in the product. Most importantly, you need to look for whole ingredients, not byproducts. Whole ingredients would say corn, oats, flax, and they would have a higher concentration of fiber, germ, and the natural compounds that make for a healthy life. Modern refining removes these natural components, resulting in an intended item and its byproducts. For example, the term ground soybean on the label would indicate that it's a whole soybean being used. On the other hand, a term like soybean meal is a byproduct, which means the soybean was pressed or chemically treated to remove the oil, and the meal is what's left over. Now, while containing protein, fat, and carbohydrates, research shows that foods made with grains and other foodstuffs in which refining has taken place are not as beneficial, as wholesome, as the whole ingredient, and letting the body choose what it needs. So adding beta-carotene, for example, as a supplement is not as good as offering the same whole food that contains a source of beta-carotene and letting the body utilize what it needs. We at Harrison's Pet Products conducted decades of field trials with animal owners, veterinarians, and university specialists for evaluation of our certified organic diets and supplements. And these studies have definitely concluded that when certified organic foods are fed, pets have a good nutritional base, a strong immune system, and this results in fewer illnesses. We believe in treating the whole animal with whole ingredients. And we're very proud to be a small family business, and we depend on our solid reputation in this field for our success. Even our international distributors are small family businesses, and we urge your listeners to check us out.
I really want to direct everyone to your website, but before I do that, your website really has a lot of wonderful products, and it's important for people to really take a look at that. But before I direct them there, I understand that you have some fabulous prizes for our listeners today.
Yes, we're very pleased to donate organic cotton backpacks, and they contain some of our organic and natural products, and we'll have three of those for your listeners.
Wow, three. So three very lucky listeners will have a chance to win that. So be among the first three to call in now at 1-866-405-8405 for a chance to win the All Pets Are Green certified organic backpack filled with great goodies. So once again, the number is 866-405-8405. Thank you, Dr. Harrison, for taking the time to talk with me today.
Thank you, Susan. It was a special privilege for us.
Thank you. And for more information, please go online to harrisonspetproducts.com. And one of my favorite people in the whole world is on the line, John Van Zante from Helen Woodward Animal Center. Hi, John, and welcome to the show.
Oh, Susan, you make me blush.
I find that hard to believe. How are you?
Oh, I'm very well, thank you. And excited about I'm's Home for the Holidays, our 11th season.
Oh, my gosh. So what is going on? I'm Home for the Holidays. What's that all about?
Well, in 1999, Helen Woodward Animal Center got 14 animal shelters in San Diego County, California, to, instead of being competitors with each other, to work together to encourage families to save lives by adopting their pets, instead of getting those puppy mill pets that we see here in Southern California pet stores. So we had 14 of us. Working together, we completed 2,563 adoptions, including my dog, Howie, who's sleeping on my office floor at the moment.
And, thanks to Howie.
And we started working together because we know that with those puppy mills, their most profitable time of the year is the holiday season when more people get pets than any other time of the year. So we just thought, let's give people an option. They can save a life or they can support those puppy mills they see on Oprah that make them appalled. So we started out that first year with 14 shelters. The next year we were in five states. 2001, Diane Keaton joined us as our international spokesperson. We were in four countries. This holiday season, so far we have 3,400 plus shelters and rescue groups in 17 countries around the world, all joining paws in an effort to complete 1.5 million adoptions by January 4th.
That is amazing. That's truly amazing. And I'm so glad you brought in the puppy mill aspect of it, because of all the years that Fido Friendly Magazine has helped support the cause, it didn't occur to me that till just now that this time of the year is the perfect time for all these shelters to join forces.
Yeah.
And I know you can let the cat out of the bag now. You have this year as your official spokesperson. Who is it?
Hillary Swank.
And she's
terrific. We've had an opportunity to spend some time with her. She's been an animal lover. She's volunteered at animal shelters since she was a teenager. She's got two dogs, Rumi and Karoo, that are both adopted. She came to Helen Woodward Animal Center. Any animal within arm's length got petted, tummy rubbed, ears scratched, feathers ruffled. She's just really a genuinely nice person. And also, she joins Diane Keaton as our international spokesperson. And you know, Susan, these are people who really believe in what they're doing. These aren't people that just want to put their name on it. We want to make sure that if somebody's going to be the spokesperson for I'm Home for the Holidays, that they are sincere and they live their life that way. They don't just add their name to it.
That is so cool. So where can people find out more about I'm's Home for the Holidays?
Well, they can log on to animalcenter.org, where they'll find out more about Helen Woodward Animal Center and how it started and get to the website. Or they can log on to I'm's Home for the Holidays, and that's I'm's4theholidays.com, to find out shelters and rescue groups in their area. And remember, when you're adopting, you can adopt for yourself, but you can't get a new best friend for somebody else.
That says it all. Thanks, John, for taking the time to talk with me today, and I wish you the best of luck. For more information or to find out how you can help, visit their website at animalcenter.org. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we will find out what's new on Pettopia TV, how to cook organically for your dog, and about one of my favorite dog magazines in Denver. Plus, more prizes. So sit and stay. We'll be right back with more Phyto-Friendly Travel Talk on Animal Radio.
Phyto Friendly is the travel and lifestyle magazine for you and your dog. This December, you can log on to their website for a chance to win a fabulous prize for your canine companion. You can enter every day, December 1st through the 25th at PhytoFriendly.com for the 25 days of Phyto Friendly gift giving. Prizes include jewelry, clothing, food, books, and a grand prize from Bissell, the pet hair eraser vacuum. Pick up a copy of the December issue featuring Hillary Swank at your local bookstore. For contest rules, visit PhytoFriendly.com and subscribe today. 25 days of gift giving, just what Phyto needs to get in the holiday spirit.
Animal Radio. Are you a fan yet?
Please do not speak in that accent. Speak in the plain English.
You guys are so funny.
There's a dream team of experts. Dr. Debbie, Joy Turner, Susan Sims, Vinnie Penn. Hey, that's me. The party animal segment. That's got to be your favorite, right? On Animal Radio.
I may need to go to church.
It's not going to help.
Do penance for listening. You haven't listened to Animal Radio yet. You don't love animals, quite frankly. Saturdays at noon, Sunday at 5 p.m. Channel 158.
This is Animal Radio.
Celebrating our connection with our pets. From all across the globe, this is Animal Radio.
Welcome back. This is Susan Sims for Phyto-Friendly Travel Talk on Animal Radio. And I just wanted to let you know that for 25 days in December, you can log on to phytofriendly.com and enter to win a prize a day. You could win the Bissell Rug Cleaner. And I wanted to tell you, our next guest has something fun and yummy to talk about. And if you think cooking organic is just for humans, think again, because author of the Organic Dog Biscuit Cookbook Kit, Jessica Talley, is here to tell us all about it. Hi, Jessica. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Susan. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Now, what is the Organic Dog Biscuit Cookbook Kit? That's a lot to say. All about, and who was your inspiration?
It is a lot to say. The Organic Dog Biscuit Cookbook Kit is all about spending some fun quality time with your favorite four-legged buddy while cooking up healthy treats you can feel good about giving. It's a great holiday gift as well as a kid-friendly family activity. Any extra treats are always nice to be donated to needy shelters and rescues so those pups waiting for their homes can get a tasty homemade treat as well. And the inspiration behind the kit is, of course, our pack of rescued pups.
You know, I have to laugh because I have the kit, and I'm waiting for my guests during the holidays to come and have fun with it. And what I thought was really unique and fun to me is that you have made the whole process fun by including these cookie cutters. And I have to ask, are the recipes easy to follow?
They are. We really wanted to give people the tools they needed to just get into the kitchen and start baking. And the squirrel cookie cutter is just so cute. The recipes are easy to follow and to bake. One of our favorite recipes is the Cheese Please recipe, which is a cheddar and parmesan cheat that dogs just love.
Ooh, that sounds good enough for me, too. Can I taste test those?
You can indeed, and they're an easy one to taste test. So if you're cooking with your kids or with family, it's kind of a fun one to sample on since it's not, there's no other meat in it. It's just a cheese. It's kind of like a Cheez-It.
And speaking of those taste testers, how many did you actually have in your kitchen?
We have our two namesakes, Bob, a.k.a. Bubba, who's our pit bull, and Rose, our greyhound. And they do love their taste testing position.
I visualize this so much. I mean, I know what it's like in my kitchen. Just in the normal process of cooking, and Junior's always there, and he's so good. He's so very patient, and so he's normally rewarded. And this is such a fun book and so different. I wanted to know if you have any other books on the market.
We do. We also have the Organic Dog Biscuit Cookbook, which is an in-depth hardcover cookbook with over 100 different organic wheat, corn, and soy-free recipes. Some useful tips and facts about the different ingredients that we're using.
That is so cool. And I understand you have gifts for 5 of our lucky listeners today.
I do indeed. We are giving away 5 signed copies of the Organic Dog Biscuit Cookbook Kit.
That is so terrific. So that'd be the first 5 callers to call in and win. You need to call in at 1-866-405-8405. Once again, that number is 1-866-405-8405. Thanks, Jessica, for taking the time to talk with me today.
Thank you.
For more information, go to Amazon.com and find the Organic Dog Biscuit Cookbook Kit. You know, sometimes I think it's amazing that I get anything done at all with all the time I spend on the computer and listening to animal radio, but something caught my eye the other day. I wanted to tell everybody about where you can watch pet news all the time. So on the line are Michelle Brubaker and Nina Jimenez with Petopia TV. Hi, ladies, and welcome to the show.
Hi, Susan. Hi, thanks for having us.
Hey, I was so excited to find your site on the web, and I wanted to bring that to everybody's attention. And I wanted to first find out whose brainchild was Petopia.
Well, Nina and I actually both have a very extensive broadcast background and skills, so we really wanted to combine that with our passion for pets. So Petopia.tv was born, and it's a web TV show for pets and the people who love them. And we produce weekly webisodes on a variety of pet topics and issues, and it really gives pet lovers a place to connect. So it just feels so satisfying to know that we're following our passion and we're telling stories that we truly care about.
Well, I like what you said about webisodes, and I maybe that's been around, I just haven't heard of it. How did you decide that the internet was the place to take your show?
Well, we really knew that we wanted to do something that included video, and the internet is just such a great way for entrepreneurs to directly reach out to people and basically self-publish, if you will. I mean, people are becoming more and more comfortable with being online, especially when it comes to watching videos. And also, social networking is a big part of what we're doing. So with Facebook and Twitter, and it was really a way that we could just do our own thing and not have to worry about getting a big corporate sponsor, because at this point as a startup, we needed to do it ourselves.
Yeah, and you know, it's a labor of love, and I know exactly what you're saying, and when you're passionate about it, and you have the skills, so it's not like you just, hey, like our gang from years ago where the kids would say, hey, let's put on a show.
Right.
I mean, you basically know of where you speak, and you have a lot of great stuff on there right now, but what's the most fun piece that you've filmed for Petopia thus far?
Nina and I had the rare opportunity to feed a family of lions and tigers at the Lions, Tigers, and Bears Sanctuary here in Southern California, and it was probably hands down the most amazing experience that either one of us had had. I mean, literally, there was just a chain-linked fence separating us from these beautiful animals, but really, truly, the message behind it was that some people actually get these animals and think that they're going to be pets, and they realize this cub is going to be 500 pounds and they're not able to take care of it anymore. So it was a great opportunity, a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity with a serious message behind it.
Were you scared?
I have to admit I was a little bit nervous, but that said, you know, once they took the food from us, from this big fork that we handed them, they were very docile and just very graceful and very calm, and it was just great.
Thank heavens for the fence.
Yeah, thank heavens for the fence.
Well, now when viewers see this, if they want to see that particular one that you just talked about, and they go to your website, petopia.tv, how would they, do you have a section there where they can search?
Yes, you can actually watch all of our stories on our pet-friendly news channel, which is located on our TV and Pix page.
Okay, good. So what they would do is they would just kind of scroll through to find that particular piece?
Exactly. Yes. All of our stories are listed right there. We, every week we highlight one story, but then we have an archive on the side of our pet news channel. So they'll be able to scroll through all of the stories we've done up to this point.
Oh, that's good. Now for viewers, can they participate at all by providing you videos, or do they just give you ideas?
Well, absolutely, people can participate. There are a lot of different ways. We have contests. We have blogs. We also ask you to submit photos and videos because we have a viewer photo and video of the week, and that's always on our TV and Pix page, the same page where we put all of our videos. People can also submit their health and training questions. We have a trainer on call section, and we have an expert that answers people's questions. So there's a lot of different ways. We really want it to be interactive, and we know that people like to show off their pets, so that's why we have the viewer and photo of the week. Viewer, video,
that is really
and photo
cool.
Of the week. Yeah.
That's really cool. So when you have your next, like when you plan your segment, when a person tunes in, say Monday, is that the new video for the week, or is there a certain time during the week that gets posted?
Yeah, we usually try to post everything fresh as far as the photo and the video by Monday or Tuesday. And then it's up there for the entire week. We usually put a little caption underneath it and whose photo, what they submitted, what the dog's name is or cat or pet.
Cool. And what do you have planned for November? Can you talk about it?
We do. We have a lot of holiday-themed stories planned, some hot gift ideas for your pet. And if a pet is really a good gift to give during the holidays, we'll have some experts talking to us about that. And Nina will actually be covering a story on doggy DNA testing in November. And I will be working on a story on underwater treadmill therapy for pets, which is a really unique way to rehabilitate them after they've been through a surgery. So if anybody out there listening has story ideas, we would love to hear them. So you can submit everything to info@pettopia.tv.
That is so cool. I'm really looking forward to it. And I thank you ladies for taking the time to talk with me today.
Thank you very much. We appreciate the opportunity. Thank you.
All right. You bet. Okay, everybody, check out pettopia.tv. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll find out what to do with Fido in the Mile High City of Denver. So sit and stay. We'll be right back with more Fido-Friendly Travel Talk on Animal Radio.
That's your dog telling you to visit joypetproducts.com. Your dog doesn't want to be cold and wet this winter any more than you do. Visit joypetproducts.com, where you'll find the original Goose Down Filled Doggy Coat. Your dog will enjoy the lightweight warmth and comfort, and you'll love the easy wear, easy care. When it's not as cold, pick up a perfect fit embroidered hoodie in designs to fit every dog's personality. All of our items are made in the USA and Canada to fit tiny toys to larger breeds. joypetproducts.com. Superior quality, great style, happy dogs.
Fido Friendly is the travel and lifestyle magazine for you and your dog. This December, you can log on to their website for a chance to win a fabulous prize for your canine companion. You can enter every day, December 1st through the 25th at FidoFriendly.com for the 25 days of Fido Friendly gift giving. Prizes include jewelry, clothing, food, books, and a grand prize from Bissell, the pet hair eraser vacuum. Pick up a copy of the December issue featuring Hillary Swank at your local bookstore. For contest rules, visit FidoFriendly.com and subscribe today. 25 days of gift giving. Just what Fido needs to get in the holiday spirit.
Oh, what did he say?
He said we're all across the USA, the most listened to pet show today. Animal Radio, we're everywhere you go. Animal Radio. Animal Radio.
Catch Animal Radio Saturdays at noon, Sundays at 5 p.m. Eastern on XM 158.
Celebrating our connection with our pets. From all across the globe, this is Animal Radio.
Welcome back. This is Susan Sims for Fido Friendly Travel Talk on Animal Radio. And this segment is brought to you by our good friends at The Honest Kitchen, where dehydrated, raw pet foods offer a way to create fresh, natural meals for your pet in the comfort of your home. And you know, when I travel, it is important to do my homework before I go so that I can scope out the Fido-friendly hotels, restaurants, and things to do in the city. And our next guest, publisher of the Denver magazine Mile High Dog, Jennifer Bronze, is on the line. Hi, Jennifer. Welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you? Thank you for having me on.
I'm Oh, it's my pleasure. You know, as a fellow publisher, I know the challenges and rewards of running a magazine these days. So what can you tell us about Mile High Dog and what made you start the magazine?
Well, I've been passionate about animals my whole life, especially dogs. And I saw a need in the Denver market for a fun and informative publication to help bring people together to have fun with their dogs. Mile High Dog is a bi-monthly magazine filled with local rescue stories, articles by veterinarians, trainers, and behaviorists, and an extensive listing of fun local dog events.
Well, that brings me to my next question. So you have the pulse of the Denver area. So are you able to get involved with all the dog happenings there?
Through the magazine and my Denver Dog Events page on examiner.com, I promote dog events all over the Denver metro area. Unfortunately, there's so many dog events going on, it's nearly impossible to catch them all, but I do my best.
Oh, I'm sure, and I'm sure everybody really appreciates the exposure that you can bring that. And are you getting many subscribers from outside the Denver area as well?
Yes, we have subscribers from as far away as California, Texas, Ohio, and several on the East Coast. Other than the local event information, the rest of the publication is of general interest to dog lovers everywhere.
Oh, that's good. So what do you have coming up in the holiday issue?
Well, the cover features two adorable French bulldogs who were the winners of our recent holiday cover model contest. We're very excited about that. And inside, there's a feature story about Colorado Dachshund Rescue. There's a behaviorist story about proper and improper dog greetings, and a veterinary article about the importance of wellness exams featuring a dog with no symptoms whose vet discovered and removed over 600 bladder stones found during an annual well check. We'll also, of course, have our suggested books for dog lovers and, as always, numerous local dog events.
That is really wonderful, and I understand you have a gift subscription or maybe a couple for our lucky listeners.
Yes, we're giving away two-year subscriptions to Mile High Dog magazine to the first callers. And then if you have other listeners that are interested in finding out more or subscribing to Mile High Dog, they can go on to our website at www.milehighdog.com.
That is wonderful. So everybody pick up your phones, and if you want to be, I guess it's the first two callers, they're going to have a two-year subscription for Mile High Magazine. And that number is 1-866-405-8405. And you'll receive a two-year subscription to the best magazine in Colorado. That number again is 866-405-8405. Thanks, Jennifer, for taking the time to talk with me today, and I wish you continued success.
Thank you so much for having me.
It's my pleasure. For more information or to subscribe, go to milehighdog.com. And that's it for Fido Friendly Travel Talk. And for more information on today's show or just about traveling with Fido, you can pick up a copy of Fido Friendly, the travel and lifestyle magazine for you and your dog. We're at Borders, Barnes & Noble, Petco, and PetSmart. Or simply go online to FidoFriendly.com and subscribe today. Hillary Swank is on the November-December cover, and you won't want to miss it. And don't forget to log on to FidoFriendly.com for 25 days of gift-giving. Until next time, travel safe and leave no dog behind. This is Susan Sims for Fido Friendly Travel Talk on Animal Radio.
You're listening to Animal Radio. You can learn more about today's guest at AnimalRadio.com. Log on. Learn more.
This is Animal Radio.
Network.